of the blocks, is it, Gavin Lang?
That's right. Yeah, we might believe it if we can get Gavin to second it.
What about Nat's? Nat's obviously had a fantastic period since she's been here in Australia, and everything's gone so well for her. She's obviously enjoying her time. Cruz Bromac is racing so well for her. Do you think that the decision for her to drive Cruz Bromac, is she going? She's saying on the website, on your All Stars website, that she's going with Cruz Bromac because she's got this affinity with Cruz Bromac in the time that she's been here. Do you believe that, or do you believe that she's going with Cruz Bromac because she thinks it's the best chance?
No, she has got the affinity with him, and when he first came to the barn, he was a little bit hard to rate. You could warm him up, and once you turned him, you were just a passenger. And anyway, he got better and better. Not that Nat had a lot to do with him in the early stages, but probably over the last sort of five weeks, she has, and she's got on very well with the horse. So. Yeah, for that reason, that was the main reason I think she wished to stick with him.
Does that tend to do a lot with the, let's, for want of a better term, the problem childs or problem children in the stables? Because I know, obviously, she used to work Heaven Rocks, and does she get the hard ones to deal with?
Oh, no, not necessarily, no. Heaven Rocks was always a handful, and I drove them right through as three-year-olds, so... Hmm. He had a pretty good record at the end of his three-year-old career, but then he clashed with Lazarus, so then we were looking for another driver for him.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Hey, Mark, yeah. What about yourself? You get horses into good races, and we talk about drivers. Natalie, you know, your partner is obviously has made a life as a driver. But what about Mark Purton? Do you still enjoy getting out there and driving, or is it more the training arm for Mark Purton these days?
It's getting to that stage, Andrew. I still enjoy it, and there's nothing better than driving in a race like an Inter Dominion or a New Zealand Cup and things like that. But I'm 54 now, so I've always said to Nat, when I'm 55, I want to take a step back. So, and that's the way it'll work out. But as I say, it's still a great thrill to drive in a race like an Inter Dominion or a New Zealand Cup or a Derby.
Yep.
So is Nat taking a step back with you, or is she going to be still as busy as she is now?
No, I hope she'll still be as busy as she is now, Greg.
If you're giving it up, I reckon she'll be busier.
Okay.
Does Nat know that?
No. Melbourne.
No, we'll send her a copy of it though. Hazy's pretty strong. He'll stand strong, but he'll still send her a copy. Hey, mate, we wish you the best. Lazarus comes along, you sell to America for the reasons that have been well documented. The Interdom comes along, you never know whether you're going to end up with the right horse at the right time, and here you are with the two favourites in the race. I mean, it's a remarkable game, racing.
Yes, that's right, yeah. It's really a testament to Natalie's ability, you know, how she's driven them through the heats, and they've never been hurt, and I've just... After talking to her after each run, she was telling me how well they've been after each run, and it's just the fact that she's got them through the heats and she hasn't hurt them, she's looked after them and just driven them to perfection.
Yeah, understand. Mate, we wish you the best tomorrow night at Alexandra Park with all of those good paces you've got going around, particularly Ultimate Sniper, and good luck on Saturday night. Thanks for your time, Mark.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Mark Purden joining us there in our preview for the Inter-Dominion Grand Finals, the pacing and the trotting at Tabcorp Park, Melton on Saturday night. You'll get a big coverage here on Sky Sports Radio, and the whole team, Hazy, including yourself and Adam and Jason Bonington, all there on Sky Racing 1 as well.
And Gareth. They're flying Gareth in for the big show as well.
Gareth Hall as well.
Unbelievable.
It is going to be a big show. Will all of you get on? Mate, all the best and thanks for dropping in.
No problems at all.
Good on you. That's our Inter Dominion preview. After our news break, we'll have a preview for Coffs Harbour Racing. Repeating, Queanbeyan Racing today has been postponed. And at 10:30, Hazy, stick around for this. We're going to be bantering with Bill Mitchell.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to Wentworth Park this Saturday night.
And Nango plays Beach and Big Missing.
Catch the Wenty Park Tips race morning at 10:45. Then Saturday night, all the Christmas gift final action on Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sky Sports Radio News. A very high-profile Australian has been convicted of a serious crime in a Victorian court, but a suppression order has banned the media from reporting that person's identity. The ban doesn't extend to international websites, which have featured the story. A large-scale search has resumed for two hikers missing in the Moreton National Park near Nowra. There are concerns for the welfare of the Canberra couple who haven't been seen since Saturday. Cities and towns on the North Queensland coast are bracing for floods as Cyclone Owen rapidly gains strength in the Gulf of Carpentaria. And mobile phones will be banned from public primary schools in New South Wales from next year. To sport now, and the FFA is expected to announce two new A-League clubs at midday. The Sydney Morning Herald is reporting that a team from southwestern Sydney will be awarded one of the new licences. A huge blow for the Socceroos with confirmation that Aaron Moy is out of next month's Asian Cup with a knee injury. Manchester United has lost 2-1 to Valencia in the Champions League this morning. Cronulla says Shane Flanagan will be the club's coach next year, despite reports he's facing a ban from the game. Aaron Finch could be set for a move down the batting order when the second test starts in Perth tomorrow. The Kookaburras are two wins away from claiming a third straight Men's Hockey World Cup after beating France 3-0 in their quarterfinal in India. And wet weather has forced the postponement of today's race meeting at Queanbeyan. Sydney weather, rain with possible severe thunderstorms in the late afternoon and evening. Tops of 26 degrees in the city and 29 in the west. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
It's Cheval Grand! Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup!
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardner's Road, Mascot.
Unwrap awesome at Villiers Steaks Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick. There's no better sound to the festive season than the thundering hooves of an exciting nine-race program. Group and Listed Racing returns to Royal Randwick with the Group 2 Villiers Steaks and Listed English Nursery. Get your friends, family and colleagues together to celebrate Christmas early with entertainment including a visit from Santa and live DJs. Advanced tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio has the Group 2 Villiers this Saturday as racing returns to Randwick.
And they're off here at Royal Randwick.
Who will get a start in next year's Doncaster?
Any idea what you think about this track today?
Ron Duffercy talks to the newsmakers.
I have an idea before if I go out on the first.
Saturday morning from 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, and it is a meeting now with the loss of Queanbeyan. They're getting heavy rain down there in the last few hours and will continue for the next few hours. So no Queanbeyan today. That meeting has been postponed. So we've got Coffs Harbour and Tim Celadine from the clubs online. Morning to you, Tim.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. You're on a soft fire, but the weather's fine up there?
Yeah, perfect, Andrew.
probably early 20s at the moment, and into the mid-high 20s, so I'd say we'll get an upgrade once the skills get here and run one or two races and probably get back to a good four.
Well, that's good news, because there's going to be some rain around over the next few days, but certainly not today for Coffs.
No, no, it's perfect. We're back into the true position. You can use some tuck pace, so it's first time back to true for 3 or 4 months. Raymond spoke Scalpman this morning and said just got his toe in there. He said it's perfect, and he said, yeah, probably get to a four later on as well. So, yeah, we're very happy where we're at today, Andrew.
And a little bit of a light wind?
Yeah, there is actually. Yeah, just down the track at the moment. Just to keep things a little bit cooler. So not too much humidity. So, yeah, perfect day for racing.
All right. So soft five with a chance of an upgrade, the weather fine, and the rail back into the true at Coffs Harbour. Good on you, Tim. Thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. See you later.
Tim Selbedine, the club secretary there at Coffs Harbour. And Priscilla Looker is online to help us with all the winners. Morning to you, Priscilla.
Good morning, Andrew. We're certainly in for a good day's racing, and they've got outstanding fields throughout the card and really big fields, so they're definitely set for a good day.
Yeah, that was the one thing that came through looking at them this morning, large lineups. All right, let's help our listeners, our loyal Sky Sports Radio listeners, to some winners. And the first race at 10 past 1 in market order in this 1,000-metre race, number 5, Bubbles Ball, is a 2.30 in favourite. 1, Lambrusco at 4.40. Number 3, Filza at 4.60. And the 4 has been 8.50 into $5 here. As I say, there's been a few scratchings, so the market just picking itself out. But Bubbles Ball was the favourite, Priscilla.
7, 4, 5, and 2. I'm actually with the 7 here in the Filza. She's only had the one run for the Greg House Yard. She was a former Victorian mare and thought she ran very well at Port Macquarie over 1,000 metres. She had a nice run in behind the leaders, but didn't get a lot of galloping room in the straight. She was slightly held up and only beaten 0.9 of a length. Smoke and Susie won the race. The second horse in Miss Power Bell has since come out to win to Frank the Form. I see Greg put the earmuffs on her today for the first time just to settle her down in the pre-race. And she's from the gate. She'll just get all the favours once the game. The 4 in Atafi obviously had run very well on debut, settled off the speed, but I thought his best work was over the concluding stages. I probably would have liked to have seen it 1,200 metres for him, but maybe from the gate he can settle a little bit closer and I'm sure it would be better for the outing. 5 in Bubbles Ball, obviously no knock on this filly. She's well schooled up from the Chris Lee's yard and she's been runner-up in both of her career starts, finished second at Musselbrook over the 1,000. She was only beaten a length and then beaten a nose at Corindai last start. I thought she looked the winner and was beaten right on the line there. So she's definitely getting a little bit closer every time she steps out. And the 2 in at Dorset Coast, he's only a little horse. He's neat and compact, and he ran very well on debut at Ballina in a similar field to a lot of these other horses. He gets a claim for Leah Kilner. Just the gate has me a little bit concerned. He's going to have to do a fair bit of work from out there. But I just thought condition-wise, he had a bit of tightening up to do on his debut run. So definitely is a big improver, but a competitive race to start the card. 7, 4, 5, and 2.
Okay, to race 2, the maiden over the 1,400. Casarina Star, number 12 for Toby Edmonds and Ryan Maloney, the short price favourite at $2. 14, Tainted Affair, is at $3.60. 1, Blind Love, it's a shortener this morning, 9.50 into 8.50 in the last hour. And Trusting Cash, number 5, it's been $11, $12 and now $13, number 5. But we've got a shorty here for Toby Edmonds.
She looks hard to beat, 12, 14, 10 and 11. I'm with her here in Casarina Star. She debuted at the Sunshine Coast over 1,000 metres and she got back a long way. She never really looked to be comfortable. She never really looked to be travelling, but she was held up. She was in restricted room, was only beaten the 1.8 length, and the second filly has since come out to be a very impressive winner in town. So the fact that she's stepping to the 1,400, I think she'll really improve. She dropped 2 kilos, and she was scratched from Bow Desert yesterday, so there's a strong form line there with her. Over the 14 in Tainted Affair, I thought run very well at Newcastle last start to finish third behind Sizzled, who obviously looks a promising type. And this filly just kept grinding away to the line. She's probably drawn a little bit of an awkward gate, but a big track, 1,400, third up should really suit her. the Canning's so inspiring. I think she's definitely over the odds. She's been racing consistent all preparation. She finished fifth at Port Macquarie last start in a strong form race behind Casino Montiel. She's up kilos, but she gets back onto the home track. And, you know, she did trial on a heavy track, and she's been racing on good track. So I don't think there's any concerns with her on the soft. And the 11 in at Solar Storm went first up 1100. That was a bit short. She stepped straight up in distance, which she really appreciated. Probably likely to get back from the bad alley, so maybe not a big concern there. 12, 14, 10 and 11.
Race number three, the Inspirations Paint three-year-old maiden and over the 1200. Toby's got the favourite here again with Ryan, number 13, Spirit of Indigo. It's been 2.15, 2.10, and now $1.90 over the last 90 minutes, number 13. 5, Marowaka is at $7. 2, Boyles, the next one at $8.50, and Bosman, number 3, at $9. Spirit of Indigo, the current favourite here.
Yeah, and there's been plenty of money that's come for this filly today, but I'm actually with the Chris Lees galloper, 5, 10, 13, and 3. Marowaka on top. He went to Musselbrook first up. That was on debut, and he ran into a smart one there, but he never really travelled. He was sent out a $2.70 favourite. He was only beaten the four lengths. Just thought they looked a bit slick for him there over the shorter trip. So Chris is happy enough with him, obviously, to step into the 1200. Blinkers on for the first time. Good gate. I wouldn't be surprised if he settles a little bit closer in the run home, and he just should take that improvement off that debut run. The 10 in Moena Marie, the stable mate, she just found a lot of trouble first up at Port Macquarie behind a horse that copped a bit of interference, but she was only beaten 3.5 lengths. She's definitely better than that. She trialled the house down leading into that run, so it's not going to read too much into that first up run. I think she's a definite improver. She's been placed the 1 in 3. The 13 in Spirit of Indigo from the Toby Edmonds yard. She's had plenty of trials, 2 being this preparation. She won a Gold Coast trial over 1,000 metres back on the 30th of October, and then she didn't have another trial for about 3 weeks. She went to Doomben over 1,000 once again, settled in behind the leaders, and she was fairly soft getting to the line. So she's on debut, very keen to have a look at her in the yard, but she's well bred by I'm Invincible. And the 3 in Bo's Man, he went first up over the 900 metres, and they were just too slick for him there at the Gold Coast. I thought his best work was certainly over the concluding stages. So inside gate, up in distance, big track will certainly suit him. 5, 10, 13 and 3.
All right, to race four we go here. A benchmark 66 over the 1,200. A beanie here for Brett Kavanagh. Number 9 is at 380. 8, Tar Burt at 460. 3, Bright Future, 5 out to 6. 4, Central Witness this morning. Got to a high of 11, went to 10. It's now at $8, number 4, Central Witness. And Penfold, number 7, a drifter out to $8. Brett's got the favourite here, number 9.
8, 9, 3 and 11. I'm with the 8 on top in Tarbird. I just loved his first up run at Grafton. He went first up no trial over the 1,200 metres. He settled a long way out of his ground behind Camillo, and he was only beaten right on the line. He's a 2 times winner on the Coffs Harbour track, and he's a 2 times winner second up in the past. So he needed to improve off his first up run. He was carrying a bit of condition. So if he's made that improvement, I think he'll be very hard to beat. Taking nothing away from the 9 in Ibeanie, I thought he was convincing in winning first up at Scone. He then finished 3rd over the 1,100 metres led and was just run down late in the piece. He's drawn a good gate. He's a winner on the track and should definitely be at his peak fitness today, 3rd up. The 3 in at Bright Future, I feel he's the interesting runner of the field. Just had no luck at Gosford last start. He worked up 3 and 4 wide. He looked a chance halfway down the straight and condition gave out. He was only beat 1.8 lengths. He should find this a little bit easier. The blinkers go back on, the tongue tie on for the first time. He's just got a big weight to carry. And the 11 in Stop the Fight, I thought she might have been a bit of a chance down in the weight. She's had a couple of runs back. Appreciate a genuine tempo, which she should get here. 8, 9, 3 and 11.
Race 5, first leg of today, Coffs Harbour Quaddie with an 8-race card, a benchmark 58. Number 6, Crafty Spirit, down over the border for Dan Begore. Just drifting slightly, 220 out to $2.30, number 6. 7, Resonite at $5. Bromatch, number 4. Gee, it's been a mover. How many scratchings did we get here? We only had the 8 coming out, number 8. It's been 26, 17, 16, and now $10, number 4 here for Brett Bellamy. And Tantat Nova, number 11, at $10. Priscilla?
Just thought that might have, obviously the money's come for him, or I respect the money that has come for him, but I just thought it might have been a bit short for him in Bromac. But I'm with Crafty Spirit, 6-2-5-1. Look, he's only a lightly raced horse. He went to the Gold Coast in midweek company last start over the 1400. He settled towards the rear. He was 3-4 wide the entire, and he was only beaten 0.7 of a length. He's drawn to get a good run. He steps to the mile for the first time today, but I just feel he's one of the horses with the most upside in this race. The 2 in Ackerman, look, he's doing a good job. He's racing on confidence. He's won 2 of his past 4. He's been placed at the trip. He had all the favours last start from a good gate. He's just drawn a little bit awkward today, but I'm not going to knock him. He's got the fitness on his side. 5 in I've Got This. He didn't quite run a strong 2,000 last time out, so coming back in trip will suit him. Blinker's come off. He's a 2-times winner on the track, and CJ Graham will take a bit of weight relief, taking 1.5 kilos off. And the top weight in at Chanté Chateau, she's had 2 runs back. I feel they've both had a bit of merit. She does have a big weight to carry, but definitely getting fitter with every run this prep. 6-2-5-1.
Race 6 over the 1,400 metres, and Toby and Ryan again here. Nooks and Crannies, number 7. Just drifting out slightly to $3. It opened at $2.90. Farbini, number 1, $4.60, $4.20, and now $3.70, number 1. 6, Reward the Chaser at $8. And 10, Midnight Midweek Hustler is at $8.50. And they are the main ones. Nooks and Crannies, the favourite here. Priscilla?
1, 7, 10, and 4, and with the top weight in Farbini. I've been racing in Brisbane on Saturdays, and I know it was only a Class 3 last start, but that was over the 1350. He was only beaten 3.9 lengths. It's proven to be a strong race already. And if you take the first 2 runners out of the field, he wasn't beaten that far. He'll be up on the speed from the good gate, and he's a winner on a soft track. Over the 70 at Nooks and Crannies, she's a beautiful, beautiful filly. She improved getting to the 1400 last start. She's won her last 2. She's in a good yard. She's drawn a wide gate. The 10 in Midweek Hustler, I thought he was very strong first up over the 1,200 metres. We'll get a line on that form with Tarbert earlier on in the day. And the 4 in the Optimist got into a bit of an awkward position at Taree last start, but I thought found the line strong enough and does drop a couple of kilos here. 1, 7, 10, and 4.
Righto, to race 7 we go. Mimic, number 8 for Chris Lees, is the favourite here. Again, just drifting out this morning, 2.30 out to 2.60, number 8. 11, Rosie Elsie, 4.80 into 4.60. 1, Viking Raid, 8 into 7. Did get a high of 10 there an hour ago. It's now 7, number 1. Sarasota Bay, number 5. It's been a bit of a tightener. We did have a few scratchings here. It's been 11.850 in the last hour, number 5, Sarasota Bay. But the market might be just working itself out after a few scratchings here. And that line's just dropped out to Priscilla. We'll get her back online. So, yeah, as I say, in this seventh race, 2, 3, 7 and 10 are all out. Priscilla, your thoughts here in race 7?
1, 8, 13 and 6. I'm with the top weight here in Viking Raid. Just probably outclassed in a Class 3 last start, so he comes back to Class 1 race. The blinkers come off. The tongue tie goes on for the first time. I like the fact that Ryan Maloney sticks with him. So he's only got to run up to his run prior to Grafton last start to be a definite winning chance. The 8 in at Mimic, I've got no knock on this filly. I thought she was very good to win Scone last start. She only goes up 0.5 kilo on that performance. The 13 in Mayfair Lady, probably got a little bit of a suspect on her running a strong 1,300, but she hasn't been far away in the last 2 starts. She gets a claim for Wendy Peel, so she does drop 3.5 kilos of good gait, so she does get her chance. And the 6 in Homeland Security, was a winner on the track 2 starts ago and then finished 2nd last time out. 1, 8, 13 and 6 for me in race 7.
Righto, and the last at 5.25 today at Coffs Harbour, in market order here, number 6, Fair Dinkum, currently at 4.60, 7, Impulsive Manoeuvre at 4.80, 13, Lingalonga Lass is at $5, then it's out to 11, Rioli at 5.50, and they are the main ones, but there's a lot in the market here. 6, 7, 13, 11 is the current market order.
Yeah, you can certainly find a case for a number of these runners and a lot of different form lines to try and sort out. 7, 6, 13 and 11 on with the 7 here in Impulsive Manoeuvre. It's from the Jim Jarvis yard. His first up is a smart 3-year-old. He just had that one soft trial at Grafton to tick him over. He wasn't asked for too much of an effort. Got a great fresh record placing the 2 from 3. And Matty McGurran rode him in that trial. He's been aboard him on a number of occasions. And he sticks with him here. Over the 6 in Fair Dinkum, I think you can make a few excuses for him in a Tab Highway race last start. From the gate today, he should get the right run. I think coming back to the 1,000 really suits his horse. The 13 in Lingalonga Lass, very impressive to win at Port Macquarie last start. She's won 2 from 3 this campaign. And the 11 in Rioli, he's been racing in stronger company at his last few starts. So I definitely feel that he'll run his usual honest race here today. And as we mentioned, he is getting fitter every time he steps out to the races. So finishing third at the Gold Coast last start should definitely be strong enough here. 7, 6, 13 and 11.
All right. So they're the 8 races for us today at Coffs Harbour. A couple of those horses have been back. We'll monitor those through the day. And an improving track. That's the other good thing.
Yes, certainly. As we mentioned, we've got a nice day for racing, competitive racing all day. We're getting a lot of these Queensland horses coming down. We've got Chris Lee bringing a truckload of horses up, and our locals, these horses have been going elsewhere and performing. So we've got a tricky, tricky meeting. I'm sure the track will play well, as it has done at its last few meetings. I've only come up with the one best bet today due to the fact that the meeting is so tough, and that is in race 5, number 6, in Crafty Spirit. And as for the quaddie, I think you have to go a little bit wide today. In the first leg of the quaddie, which kicks things off in race 5, I've gone with 3 selections, 6, 2 and 5. In the second leg, 1, 7, 10 and 4. In the third leg, I've just gone with the 1 and the 8. And in the last leg, which is race 8, 7, 6 and 13.
All right, so the best race 5, number 6, and there are the quaddie thoughts, and we'll get your late mail along with Gary Cleese's right through the day. The lone New South Wales meeting now at Coffs, the first at 10 past 1 with Queanbeyan being postponed. Thanks a lot, Priscilla. Enjoy your day there.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you, Priscilla Looker, looking at the program today at Coffs Harbour. Leanne West is in, and then it'll be bantering time. We're going to have a chat with Bill Mitchell very shortly for the next half an hour. And Leanne, the Daily Telegraph are reporting now, breaking massive news for the fans of the A-League. Macarthur, Southwest Sydney and Western Melbourne have won the A-League expansion race. So that news just coming out, and I think we'll know more by around lunchtime.
Yes, Andrew, the formal announcement is set down for midday, but yes, so we're certainly hearing that as well. So big news for the people of southwestern Sydney. In other sports highlights, we've got Socceroos midfielder Aaron Moy ruled out of next month's Asian Cup defence with a knee injury. Still on football, and Manchester United has lost 2-1 to Valencia in the Champions League this morning. 2 bronze medals for Australia at the World Short Course Swimming Championships in China. Alex Graham in the 200 freestyle and Minna Atherton in the 100 backstroke. Aaron Finch could be heading down the batting order when the second test against India starts in Perth tomorrow. The NRL's Integrity Unit will next week hand down the findings of its investigation into Cronulla coach Shane Flanagan. Parramatta playmaker Corey Norman is on the verge of signing a 3-year deal with St George Illawarra. And the Kookaburras have beaten France 3-0 in the quarterfinals of the Men's Hockey World Cup.